Do you really need trip insurance for your next vacation, even if it's a domestic trip? Let's talk about it on this episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode where Erin and I talk about myths and facts regarding trip insurance. And I know this is a hot topic, and most people who reach out to us to plan their travel have very distinct opinions about this. But it's really important to us to educate listeners on the realities of things that can happen on vacations if you don't have trip insurance. And we're not here to scare you, but really educate you. And we hope to make sure that you have the best trip possible, even if you don't book your travel with us. And this episode is brought to you by Beautiful Tomorrow Travel, where Erin and I, your co-hosts, can help you plan your next amazing vacation. We are experienced travel planners that have helped numerous families and couples and even some solo trips with planning, you know, amazing trips. So if you would like to learn more about how we can help you with your next vacation, be sure to reach out to us, and I will leave our links in the show notes. With that introduction, join us as we talk about the myths and facts of trip insurance. Welcome back to the podcast. It's great to talk to you again, Erin. And I think today we have such an important topic that comes up all the time for us. And I personally hear stories in the travel industry all the time about the topic of trip insurance. And you had a specific situation that popped up for a friend of a friend. And so you're like, we have to do an episode on this. And I totally agree. So yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So for listeners, I think it's an important disclosure to make that we're not licensed insurance agents. We can help you navigate trip insurance. We can help you look at things that you might need and exclusions and things like that. And we can help provide you a quote through the insurance company, but we're not insurance agents. So that's just an important thing to note. But we have significant experience. I've been able to get tens of thousands of dollars back for clients on insurance claims. It's a process we can help start for you, and then you take over. But yeah, let's start with, I think I just wanted to run down what we need to do a trip quote. And we don't have to book your trip to give you a quote. We just need the name of everybody who's going to be on the trip, their address. They have to live in the same state to be on the same policy. And we need the total cost of what you want to include in the policy and dates of birth. That's all we need. But yeah, I'll just say that. And Erin, why don't you share the story that happened to a friend of a friend?
Oh my gosh. So if there's ever a reason of why you need travel insurance or have thought, I don't really need it, it's just a quick trip, or we're just going locally, everyone's healthy, happy. So a friend of a friend took recently a cruise, a beautiful 5-night cruise. They went to Bahamas, they were going to Mexico, and beautiful cruise, no weather issues, sunny, calm seas. And the husband decided to go play basketball on the ship. There was a bunch of guys playing basketball and the game was going good. And he just tripped and fell and landed on his leg, landed on the bottom half of his leg wrong. Yeah. And so people think, I don't need insurance. There's the ship has a doctor. Mm-hmm. So he went obviously to the ship's doctor and they did some x-rays and realized it was broken. He broke his leg. And so that is all that the ship's doctor can do, because it was broken enough that they don't want you to continue to cruise, because now it's a liability for the cruise ship because you're injured. They had to get off port in Mexico and go to a hospital in Mexico and saw a doctor there at the emergency room. And the doctor said, "You need surgery right away. It's swelling, it's broken, two pieces," and would not let them travel. The cruise ship said, "We'll be happy to get you back on the ship once you get a letter from the hospital indicating that you're safe to travel. It's safe to travel, so that way there's no liability issues." Hospital would not release that letter until he had surgery. The gentleman obviously didn't want to do surgery in Mexico, really wanted to go back to the States and get it taken care of, but the hospital won't let him travel without a medical helicopter to take him. So that way he doesn't get blood clots going on an airplane or anything like that. He had to travel via a medical helicopter because he was not getting the surgery, and all they can do is stabilize it, but he's still at high risk for clots and everything else. And so they had to make crazy arrangements, and they called their own insurance. Nothing can be done. They called their credit cards, thinking that the credit cards has travel insurance, and they do, but just $500. They called everyone and friends and family and reached out, and a friend reached out to me, and I'm like, "Does she have insurance?" And she said, "No." And I'm like, "Oh my God, this is a reason why you need insurance." They had to get a medical helicopter, and it cost 30 grand.
Oh my
30 grand
gosh.
that they had to have family to help with and pay for, and they had to help and pay for and split the cost to get him safely back here to the States and get the surgery and seen by his doctor that he needs. What could have been for a two-person trip, 5-day cruise, even through the cruise, they offer insurance, which is basic insurance. We can offer a lot more at a very low price. But even if you had gone with the cruise insurance, it maybe would have cost $300 to $500 versus $30,000. So scary. Just playing basketball.
Yeah, it is. And I also, one thing to also really highlight is that I had a client that was in Mexico and needed to go to the hospital. And actually, the insurance didn't have where they dispensed cash on the spot to the hospital. So the hospital demanded cash from my client in the tens of thousands of dollars to be treated. So since that incident, if somebody is traveling to a foreign country, I make sure that part of the insurance policy is there because there are foreign countries that want to be paid cash to be able to see you and treat you. And so that is another important thing. And plus, I'm guessing they had passports. A lot of people think they don't need passports to go on a cruise and they'll be fine. I imagine that situation also would have been made much worse had they not had their passports.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because then they may not have been able to even leave the country
And
until he had surgery. So just scary. I have a client that's getting ready to go to Greece. They're flying over to Greece, and they're going to take a 7-day cruise in the Mediterranean. And then after, when they get off the ship, they're going to spend another about 5 days in Greece and looking at all the historic sites and things like that. And I was able to find them a very reasonable policy for all three of them for the 2 weeks for the total cost of the trip. And one of the things was this company, it was amazing. They offered different levels of insurance. You can get a basic policy, and then you can get the, cream of the crop if you wanted. But one of my clients had recently their hip replaced about 6 months ago. Perfectly fine, but we did find the policy that does offer for pre-existing conditions, which I thought was amazing because he can fully disclose, "I had my hip replaced 6 months ago." So God forbid if something happens while he's traveling with that same hip, he's going to be fully covered and he's not going to have to worry about a thing. And it was
Yeah.
only like $300.
Yeah, and that's a really good point because I had clients that scheduled a cruise and later on they discovered a diagnosis that had symptoms at the time that they booked their cruise, but they didn't get the cruise insurance. So that pre-existing condition would not be covered. I'm glad you brought that up because it's really important if you're going to go with a third party insurance, which in most pay play most cases is the most economical and has the most coverage, that to cover those pre-existing conditions, you have to get it within 15 days of your initial deposit. Or so with suppliers, you can usually book it before final payment. But, and then I've had clients think, oh, I never thought about medical insurance until like we got COVID or our friend got COVID. And that can oftentimes be too late. I highly recommend as soon as you book your trip, just go ahead and take care of the trip insurance.
And there's so many different options with trip insurance. You don't have to necessarily get that airline insurance or that cruise insurance or anything like that. There's companies that we can search and find a policy that just takes care of everything. And it's just so reasonable to have that peace of mind.
Yeah, and some will even take care of pets, like pet emergencies while you're away too. And I just pulled up a routine policy to go over some of the things that you can have included from people just saying trip cancellation or trip interruption. And sometimes both of those may not be included. And then rescheduling or missed connections if you miss your flight and then you miss your entire cruise. There's baggage delay, there's emergency evacuation. And here in Florida, we're always aware of hurricane season. If you're going on a cruise during hurricane season, which runs from June until November, make sure there is a hurricane inclusion in your insurance policy. It is. And two, it's if you're doing extreme sports on your, if you do an extreme sport on your excursion or something, you can get a rider for that. So also just keeping in mind what you get, and you can add on as you go, as long as you get the basic in the big beginning.
Yes.
So yeah, there are so many things to think about. And I thought that we could talk about some of the myths we hear
Yes.
because it's just people who deal with it all the time have to chuckle because it's not a scam. It's definitely there to protect you. We only work with reputable insurance companies, and I've never had a problem getting claims started with the companies I've worked with. So, what are some of the myths you hear, Erin?
So some of the myths I've heard is I don't need travel insurance. I'm perfectly healthy. Everyone in my family is healthy. You don't need it. When it just goes back to the instance I shared, it's for that unexpected. If you slip or you fall or maybe you ate the wrong thing somewhere and you realize you have an allergy to whatever it is you ate and you didn't know, you just never know. My credit card offers sufficient coverage. Nope. Sure doesn't. Most credit card companies don't even offer travel insurance. And those that do, it's only $500 to $1,000. It's very simple. Travel insurance is too expensive. It's not. The companies that we use, really, I love the fact that you can, there's different tiers of insurance, so you can really customize it to what's going to make you feel most comfortable. And you can have just a simple, basic policy that covers so much, or the top of the line covers everything and anything you could possibly think of, but it's so affordable. It is incredibly affordable. My
Especially
tour
compared
operator or
to,
the airline will cover everything. Nope. They'll cover maybe certain things that may come up. cancellations to their if it's their fault, but it will cover unforeseen circumstances like illness or natural disasters or a personal emergency or things like that. I don't need travel insurance for domestic trips.
Yes, I hear this one all of the time.
It just goes back to those unexpected events. Anything can happen. I have a couple of friends that are just, they're clumsy. It happens. I can be clumsy sometimes.
I think especially when we're on vacation, we're
Yeah.
not thinking the same. Living near Disney, I see it all the time. People just like doing things. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But they're on vacation. They're excited. They're at, in a place that they don't know. And so you're not thinking the way that you are at home, I don't think.
And I think the other thing that it's not on here is people assume that their own health insurance that they have here in the States will work overseas.
That's
Not
very true.
necessarily. It's I don't even know if mine would, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I have to look into. I always get travel insurance, but I don't even think mine would work outside of the United States. And most insurance companies don't. Especially if there's truly an actual emergency that comes up or an unforeseen circumstance, it may not kick in.
And sometimes they'll demand cash up front and you work it out with your insurance company. And foreign countries can do that. They don't have this duty to treat you, and they can demand a lot of things that I have unfortunately seen my clients go through. And even some of the medevac options weren't even an option because it wasn't that serious and they were stuck. And it's just a reminder, too, you're at the whim of other people in other countries when you travel. And yeah, you just never know. And there are always the possibilities with storms and flight delays and things like that. I heard a story about a cruise ship being delayed and held. Everybody was in quarantine for a few days until they determined whether there was a virus that was on board that they didn't want on this small African country. Everything was delayed. And those things happen. I wouldn't say they happen all the time, but in that moment, there's nothing you can't go and get trip insurance suddenly. There, you're
Yes.
just not going to get it. So I think that's so important. And there are things like wedding bundles you can get and pet bundles and all types of things that, like, if you have a special situation, definitely reach out to us. Like I said, we don't even have to book your travel to help you navigate some of the trip insurance questions that you might have, or we can put you in touch with somebody who can answer your questions for you. I don't know, you any other thoughts about travel insurance other than just get it?
Just get it. Just get it. A couple
It is.
$100, honestly, a couple $100 gives you peace of mind that everything and anything can be taken care of. God forbid there's truly an emergency or something happens versus risking it.
Yeah, and I
Why
have to
risk it?
say, it's really worth the time to look at what the supplier may be, like if the cruise line or the hotel or whatever might be offering you compared to a third party quote. Usually the third party quote is less and covers a whole lot more and gives you
Yes.
more flexibility. Even when it comes to Disney Cruise Line or a Disney trip, sometimes they'll only give you 75% of your trip, or it's not as flexible as if you got a third party policy.
Yes,
So,
through an actual travel insurance company, because
yeah.
that's what they do. That's what they specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
Yeah.
give you a
So,
lot of coverage at a very reasonable price. You know, the cruise ships, the airlines, they don't specialize in travel insurance.
And then we can make sure that is included your all of your transportation and your hotel and your excursions and things like that, and help you real and I print out for my clients the little travel insurance card. So when they travel, they know how to make a call to somebody if they need it. Goodness, hopefully they don't, but But yeah, I think that kind of covers the trip insurance. So if you have any questions, reach out to Erin at erin@beautifultomorrowtravel.com, or you can reach out to me at angela@beautifultomorrowtravel.com. But trip insurance is something that you definitely should consider, and we can answer your questions or find out an answer to your question. We're definitely here to help you and make sure that your trip goes as smoothly as possible and you're covered.
Right, you don't need
Right?
it.
We hope. Oh my gosh, we hope not. But it does, it absolutely happens. And I've helped clients get tens of thousands of dollars back, and they were so glad that they got the trip insurance. So, yes. All right. Thanks for joining us, and we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining Erin and I on this episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. We hope that you found it informative, and be sure to connect with us at our email addresses that I'm going to leave in the show notes. And be sure that you subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss an episode on our travel tips for families and couples and solos to Disney, cruises, Universal theme parks, city getaways, and beyond. We appreciate you so much for listening to this episode, and we can't wait to talk to you on the next episode of the Beautiful Travel Tips podcast.